Welcome to Corn Talk and the Missouri Corn Growers Association weekly radio program on issues important to corn growers across the state. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. With me on the phone is Gary Marshall, the CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association and Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Gary, we're going to talk about a trip you just got back from over to Europe once again, and one of your first stops over there was in Switzerland, where you had some meetings with Syngenta, I understand. Why don't you tell us about that?
Actually, my second meeting in Switzerland within the last 6 weeks, and that's primarily because of a trip with the U.S. Grains Council about 6 weeks ago to talk about opening new international markets and talk about some of the biotechnology issues with the Swiss. And this meeting then was all about the environment. We had a chance to visit with Syngenta, which is the largest maker of atrazine. Their headquarters are located in Basel, Switzerland, and we were reporting about the project that we have been doing over the last 5 years called RASP here in Missouri, where we've been working specifically with farmers to help control atrazine and make sure that it stays on the fields and it works as it's supposed to as a weed killer and doesn't escape off and get into the water system. So it was a real good chance for us to update the Syngenta folks on what's happening with atrazine and what's happening here in Missouri with our water quality efforts. Frankly, the reason we've been involved with these atrazine issues now for over 10 years is because in Missouri, if we switch from atrazine over to the next best product, we're talking about a $20 per acre cost for farmers to switch. In Missouri, with 3 million acres of corn, we're talking about $60 million every single year that we're saving our farmers if we keep atrazine in the marketplace. And our message to Syngenta was, thank you for staying the course as well. Some of the other companies that had similar chemistry to atrazine 10 years ago dropped out, and we don't have that chemistry left anymore to us. So we're very appreciative to Syngenta for the fact that they stayed with us. They've been working with us, and we've been working with them. It's been a great partnership for over 10 years now, as we've helped to ensure the availability of atrazine for our farmers to use here in Missouri.
And I guess after that, after you went to Switzerland, you made another stop, and this was all about water quality, and I guess you found in a lot of ways that Europe is dealing with some of the same issues we are.
Absolutely. We had an opportunity to spend a day with the French Corn Growers Association. They hosted us and then allowed us to go out to one of their demonstration sites about 40 miles into France from Basel, Switzerland. And we were able to look at the types of projects they're currently doing there. The farmers on the Environmental Resources Coalition, which is our sister organization that works on environmental issues for the Missouri Corn Growers Association, we were able to interact with them, explain the project we have going on here in Missouri with water quality, and then it was very interesting to note that the projects they're working on in France on water quality issues, on triazine types of products, are very similar to what we're doing here in the U.S. And the farmers then on our board had an opportunity to interact with the French corn growers, and very good information that we passed back and forth about each of our projects.
You discussed the RASP program with them. What did they think about that?
They thought that we had a very innovative approach working with the local landowners, the local farmers. That's something that they don't necessarily do in France. They have demonstration projects that I guess would be very similar to what we used to have with University Extension. There it's government, and the government does a lot of extension type of work where we don't have that so much here in the U.S. anymore. So the fact that we were interacting with farmers and actually had farmers who participated with us in these research projects was, I think, a lot of interest to the French corn growers. It's interesting for me because I work for farmers all my life to notice that farmers are farmers. It doesn't make any difference if it's in France or 5,000 miles away here in Missouri. They're all the same, no matter where you go.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary Marshall. And that's Corn Talk for this week. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.